The highest common factor, or the greatest common divisor. We are going to spend a couple of videos studying this equation, m times x plus n times y equals 1. We have learned already that if we can find a solution in x and y, then a is invertible modulo n. One very important thing to observe in this equation is that if a and n have a common factor, say b divides both a, so you can find a prime, so that b times a prime is a, and also find an n prime, so that b times n prime is n, then there can be no solution. If there were, we would write b a prime x plus b n prime n equals 1. And we could divide through by b. But 1 isn't divisible by b unless b is 1. So a and n can have no common integer factor larger than 1. Just to make sure that we are all familiar with the terminology, factorization is a very important concept. What we do is we take an integer n and write it as a product with a number of integer factors. It comes up in RSA, if Eve can factorize n and get the constituent primes pq, then the cipher is broken. And it is important to find divisors, which then again is a step towards inverting elements. Each of these ai is called a factor, and we say that ai divides n, writing it with a pipe, reading a prime divides n. Factors are also known as divisors. It's just a question of whether we view them as a product, a factor in a product, or if we view them as a divisor of n. Focusing on the division, we get divisors. Focusing on the multiplication, we get factors. So what we have seen is that if a and n have a common factor greater than 1, then there is no solution for the equation. So if a and m have a, if a and n have a common factor, then a is not invertible modulo n. So studying common factors of a and n gives us information about this this equation. Let's wind back a little and look at the zero divisors. We remember that the zero divisor are non-zero elements x and y, so that the product is zero mod n. Clearly, when you consider real numbers, x times y equals 0 always implies that either x or y must be 0. That's not necessarily true in a modular ring. For example, in Z26, we saw that 2 and 13 are 0 divisors, because 2 times 13 is equal to 26, which is congruent 0 mod 26. All the multiples of 2 would give multiples of 0, again 0. So any multiple of 2 is also a 0 divisor. The same is true for 13, but there are no other multiples of 13 modulo 26. So you get all of these 0 divisors. The key here is to find a factorization of 26. Then you have the basic zero divisors, and all the other zero divisors are multiples of these two. Yes, we remember from before that the invertible elements are those which are not zero divisors, and vice versa. That was confirmed here. If we have a common factor greater than 1, then it is not invertible. If we have a common factor greater than 1, 2 or 13 here, it is a zero divisor. So an element of Zn is either a zero divisor or invertible. Final topic today, highest common factor, or what the Americans call the greatest common divisor. The highest common factor is the largest number Q, so that Q divides A and Q divides B. And we write HCF of A and B, or GCD of A and B, depending on whether you're English or American. And what we have seen so far, there is a solution if the highest common factor of A and N is equal to 1. Is the converse true? I'll leave you with that question, return to it in another video. For the time being, focus a little bit on the highest common factor and calculate the highest common factors of these pairs of numbers. Good luck.